Welcome to the Good Mood Show. I'm your host, and my name is Matt O'Neill. If you're not familiar with the show yet, this is the midweek section called the Good Mood Boost. And in this section, we're going to hear from an expert. Today is a social fluency expert about their tip on how to feel your best. And relationships certainly help us feel our best. So really excited to share today's guest with you. The revolution is here. I'm talking about a good mood revolution. The Good Mood Show is officially evolving and rebranding to the Good Mood Revolution. There's a lot of reasons because of this, but the biggest one is that you can't just put on a fake happy smile and feel good. We know that choosing good moods means also facing our bad moods, of facing our darkness within, and learning how to overcome it. Because happiness is a choice. It's a choice of our perspective. So the Good Mood Show you love is going to continue on under the new name, the Good Mood Revolution. Get ready for the journey. So our guest today is Devin Ash. Devin is a social fluency expert, and he talks about how relationships are what matter. And yet, since we had the coronavirus, that people become more isolated and alone. So I couldn't agree with him more. And I do agree that relationships are very important. Let's hear Devin's tip on how to feel our best.
Hey, I'm Devin O'Brien Ash. I'm an expert in social connections and communication. So how you connect with people in the world, basically, whether it's dating, relationships, career stuff, family stuff, how you talk to each other. And my tip for getting out of a bad mood is really easy if you already have the resources available to you. And that is reach out to a friend. You know, we are social creatures. We love feeling connected to people. We love when we feel seen. And if you don't feel like you have an outlet for that, it can feel really tough. So when I'm struggling, if I'm in a kind of a funk, I'll reach out to my wife. I'll reach out to my best friend. I'll reach out to any number of my close friends that I feel like I've forged a relationship where I can be vulnerable with them. Now, if you struggle to create those kind of relationships, then this advice may feel kind of useless. And, you know, that's where I might come in. So that's an option. But one of my students was telling me a couple weeks ago that, so he had struggled with depression his entire life. He had was running meetup groups dedicated to helping people with depression. He was, he'd essentially created a resource within his city, outside of Meetup, for people who struggle with depression. So it was just like this kind of advocates for depression and you know, mental health and stuff. So he was very deep in this stuff. And we spoke a couple weeks ago, and he's like, yeah, I still, you know, try to get out and support people, but I haven't felt depressed in ages now. We've been working together for 18 months or so. And for the last 6 months, he's just been feeling good. And he now has an amazing relationship with a woman who adores him. He has close friendships with men who he respects and that respect him. And at work, he's seen as an authority. So it's not surprising to me that his depression has waned. We love being connected to other people. Yeah, we might be introverted, but we still need that connection time. And so if you struggle with that, then just being able to reach out to a friend might be not as easy as you know, as it is for me right now. But I'm telling you, it is absolutely a skill that you can develop. So if you want to work on that, if you want to become more social and more connected in your community, you can go to socialfluency.com and check out what we have there. If you want to reach out to me directly, it's Devon, D-E-V-O-N, at socialfluency.com. And happy to support and see if there's some alignment.
All right, man, Devon Ash, talking about social fluency and in this idea that other people can pull us out of bad moods. In my episode last summer, Conquering Hopelessness, I talked about how when I was feeling hopeless, when everything was, that when I was struggling with the things I was struggling with last year, that it was an advice from my friend Matt Wagner. And he said, man, Matt, you know, if you're feeling down, you should just hang out with some people that are feeling up, you know, hang around happy people. And at first I kind of scoffed at his advice. And I'm like, I run the Good Mood Show, man. Of course I know to hang out with happy people. But that was my lifeline. You know, and later that day, I kind of thought about what he was saying. And I was like, you know, Matt's got a point here. If I'm feeling down, I need to get around some people who are feeling up. And I went to an event that week by the Sophia Institute. Great people here in Charleston run a spiritual community. A lot of really happy people there. And in that event, I heard some great insights and just the energy of the people around me that I didn't know. I didn't know these people. It's not like I had a bunch of friends there. I just went into a great environment and it picked me up. And then I reached out to my friend Steve, and my friend Steve picked me up. And then eventually I got out of it. And I recommend when we are feeling hopeless or depressed or overwhelmed by sadness that reaching out to the people who are our lifelines can help get us out. I also like what Devon said, though, that might be easier said than done for some of us. And one of my favorite movies about this is the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey. If you haven't seen Yes Man, do yourself a favor. It's a treat. It's really funny. But Jim is an introvert who, you know, his fiance breaks up with him and leaves him for somebody else. And then he just kind of gets into a shell of himself and he never leaves his house. And when his friends ask him to go out, he always has an excuse. And really, he's just going home to watch TV by himself. And his life is pretty sad. And then he goes to this convention. And at the convention, they convince him that he can never say no again, that anything that gets presented to him, he has to say yes to. So he starts going to guitar lessons. He starts learning Spanish. He starts like giving money to anybody who asks him on the street. Like he just says yes to everything. Now he's in a stand-up like comedy class. And then he meets this girl because he's out at the stand-up comedy class, and that's Zooey Deschanel. And then they start to have, you know, a romance in the movie. And he's like, you know, doing morning runs and all this stuff. Like he can't say no. And so he's saying yes to every single opportunity. And his life gets really, really awesome. And, you know, Devon was just kind of describing that scenario with the person that he had coached for 18 months who struggled with depression their whole life. And Devon's coaching had them like interact with the world. And it's not comfortable. Like I get social anxiety. You know, I get it. Like I don't want to go around people I don't know. But man, we were designed for it. Every time I do, every time I go into a big social situation and I end up putting myself in that uncomfortable place, and nobody else there, by the way, feels comfortable either. Social anxiety is something we all struggle with. So that can help you as you're walking in, knowing that other people also feel the same as you. But every time you go, you get energy, because energy doesn't come from the food we eat. It doesn't come from our sleep. Energy comes from the people we interact with. So when you're not interacting with anyone, or very few people, your energy is going to be lower. When you do as Jim Carrey did and Yes Man, and as Devon's client had done, and just start saying yes to all the options and opportunities that are out there and start to put yourself with other people, your energy increases and your moods increase. So really insightful tip today from Devon. Hope you guys took a lot away from it, and we'll see you next week.